The halacha writes in the laws of Hanukkah in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph in halacha He v'sarich ner acher l'shtamesh le'oro, that you need to light an extra additional ner besides the mandatory ones that we light in order that you'll be able to use, if you use the ner, at least you're not using the nerot Hanukkah, you're benefiting from the extra one. That's called the shamash. From the halacha, it is clearly permissible to benefit from the light of the shamash, even though the Ben Ish Chai quoted from the Sefer Kaba Yashar that he brought down from some sefarim that even the shamash you should not benefit from. But Hakam Avadya is vehemently against that, and he says, on the contrary, that's the whole purpose of the shamash, is that if you come to benefit from the menorah, at least you're benefiting from that ner. The Bi'ur al-Akha brings down that as she says that the reason why you have to put an extra ner is mishum hekera, to make it recognizable. What do you mean recognizable? Rotze lomar she'afidu im lo yirtze klal l'shtamesh le'ora. Even if you're not interested in using the ner, mekol makom tzrich ner achar she'yeh yicholet biyado l'shtamesh le'ora. It should be potential. If you were to come to use, you have a ner over there. Vayedezem minkal she'ner rishonu l'shem mitzvah. The main point is you want to show that the lighting that you lit was l'shem mitzvah. So by putting an extra candle over there, you're showing that what? That the other candle is for the mitzvah and this candle is for light. If you don't put an extra candle, the people might think that that's the light. And therefore, in order to show that this is the menorah, you put an extra candle there. So the Bi'ur al-Akha says that today, that technically we don't light on our tables. We light in a special place by the door. So we put it by the window. So everybody knows it's for the sake of a menorah. Why else would we put it by the window? Why else would we put it by the door? Or better yet, today that we have lights in the house. Today we have chandeliers, we have spots, we have regular fluorescents. So nobody uses the menorah for a light purpose. So technically, according to the strict law, there should be no need to put a shamosh anymore. There should be no need for it. If the whole purpose of it was to show that these are special menorah lights and not for regular lights, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, and I quote, "Aval kol shemaniach samuch lepetach en tzarik lener acheret." Uid ve'no ba l'shtemesh Torah l'ze tashmish. Aval minhag ha'olam v'chen minhag rabotenu v'bechol min Hanukkah mudek v'duch habayit tzarik ner acheret. So he brings down, he says, nonetheless, the minhag is not to change from the normal practice and therefore to put a shamosh. But again, one has to know that that's not the main item. Now there's a big difference between the way the Ashkenazim like the shamosh and the way we do it. Ashkenazim actually use the shamosh to light the others. So by them, it's evident that this is not one of the nerot. Because they don't light, to them, it's a service candle. So they light the other candle and they just put it down. So it's clearly, but according to us, it's a little less obvious because we light the shamosh with the candles. So it could be, you know, confused that maybe that's part of the candles. That's what Halakha says. You should put it either on the side or higher or lower. So it's evident that that is not part of the nerot. Now there's one more machlok in Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, which should be noted. The Bi'ur al-Akha points it out in Siman Tafresh Ayin Gimal, that according to the Sfaradim, if a person is going to come to the menorah, he's only allowed to benefit from the shamosh itself. He cannot benefit from the other nerot. However, according to the Ashkenazim, once there's a shamosh, the Rama holds that all the nerot become permissible to benefit. Of course, we don't benefit, we don't go to the Ner to benefit, but again, according to Ashkenazim, if somebody would go to the Ner once there's a Shamosh, he doesn't have to specifically go to the Shamosh itself. All the Nerot now become permissible to him, but according to Maran, only the Shamosh itself. But again, the best thing is not to be next to the Nerot, meaning enough where you're going to benefit from it. Benefit, I don't mean aesthetically. Meanings to count money by the Nerot, or to read a book by the Nerot, or to use them for some sort of light purpose. Clearly that would be, should not be done, even if you have a shamosh, because it's very hard to only benefit from the shamosh and not the other candles. So therefore, we like the shamosh according to the minhag, but again, one should refrain really from using the nerot for any light source at all.